Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cut. This shit profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shy. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. Now. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm roll. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. R and 2 is go. Next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm roll. Now, beam me up, Scotty. I'm roll. Sitting here on the radio. Which I'd rather just be watching the ball game. So. I wish I could have caught a scratch in it.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You are in, is it Cowley County, Kansas?
Correct.
Hot Chocolate, are you with us?
Who's Hot Chocolate?
She's a co-host. She's a co-host here. I think she's having some difficulties on her line. She's a co-host here in the studio. Her headset must not be working, but she'll just join the conversation. You all are in Cowley County tonight, correct?
That's correct.
Recently, we actually read about the sheriff's Don Reed's his perspective of what is taking place, which really isn't a lot of detail. I know you all weren't there, but can you tell us your relation to Taylor Rock and your perspective as to what has taken place?
Parents. The perspective that we have right now is obviously it's a lot to take in. It's kind of shock and horror at this point. And really, it's pretty difficult to talk about. But
I believe he was targeted and gunned down.
Why was he targeted, from your perspective?
Without going into too many details, he had an ex-girlfriend that worked at the Cowley County Sheriff's Office. There was an ongoing custody situation with their 10-month daughter. He had the baby in his custody, and there was a court date set to establish visitation. To make a long story short, he went to Coffeyville, which is another town in Kansas, to visit his older daughter. She's a 2-year-old. And on the way back, the mother in Coffeyville alerted the mother in Cowley County that he was on his way back, and she utilized the system to her disposal to have him basically sheriff's officer go out to this road, which is, you know, all but abandoned, the only road between Coffeyville and our town, and he was, you know, subsequently stopped and basically gunned down. I mean, that's really the short version of the story.
And we have to say allegedly, just to make sure that we keep the conversation above board tonight.
Wasn't allegedly gunned down. He was gunned down. He's dead. So that's not alleged. That's a fact.
And I'm not going to dispute that, definitely. I mean, the fact that he's no longer here is absolutely a fact. Can you say that there was any trouble that he had been in, why there may have been a possible rift, anything that you were possibly aware of?
Well, he indicated
the black man,
that he had felt harassed by the police in this area, and felt like he was being targeted for...
he didn't have the same rights as the mother of the child. He felt targeted. I know I'm the mother. I've seen certain instances where I couldn't explain to my own child why this is happening to him. Other than, you know, please, Taylor, get out of this town.
And when you say this is happening to him, you're talking about the profiling.
Exactly. I sure am.
Darren, as his father, can you say that you have experienced the profiling that she's referring to?
Tell him you're white.
Yeah, I'm not. Taylor was a mixed kid. His mother's mother's black. I'm not black. So. I don't feel.
But still, know, as his father, you I don't think you have to be an African American to say that you know that racism or I'm not going to call it racism. I'm going to say profiling. To you know, because I don't want to, you know, even go there tonight. But you know whether profiling is taking place or not. You know whether he was profiled.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt that profiling does exist, and it probably exists. It's probably a little more prevalent in areas such as this, which is vastly majority white, and I think the entire police force, and as far as I know, the entire sheriff's department, and it's a completely, almost a completely white community.
Okay.
So, yes, I'm sure that occurs.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think, and I want to be clear, right, because this is an Internet radio show, and we have over 89,000 people that actually download our programs. I hear you saying that it does happen, but I'm asking specifically, would you say that he was profiled specifically?
In this instance, I would say definitely yes.
Okay. And I just want to be clear,
I'm different from my wife in this, but I don't really. I'm not trying to take this out as a against all of law enforcement or anything. I think this one officer, whether it be a calculated act or just a complete irresponsibility on his part, this one officer is the one that needs to be held accountable. I'm not trying to hold the entire law enforcement community accountable. I don't think that's in our benefit at this point.
No, absolutely. And I don't think we can and ever can because, I mean, there are law enforcement officers who lose their lives, you know, every day trying to protect us. And so, you know,
What we're faced with here, and part of the reason that we have this concern is that we have law enforcement now investigating law enforcement, and I'm not sure that the truth's ever going to come out because, you know, this blue badge or whatever they call it, are they going to do a thorough, non-biased investigation? That's all we're asking for. I'm not
right.
sure we're going
to. Well, one person had a gun.
I totally understand. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. We'll keep the conversation going. I do want to bring our co-host Hot Chocolate into the conversation live out of Plant City, Florida tonight. I believe she's there.
I am.
Hey, with some technical difficulties earlier. Hey, welcome to the conversation. Again, we're up close and personal with the family of Taylor Rock tonight, Mr. Darren Park and Miss Jacqueline Park. A tragic loss of a 22-year-old young man who had his daughter in the car and was shot down, gunned down, by a police officer. The details are unknown right now, but the reality is that their son is gone. We'll be right back and we'll continue the conversation. We are live from Tampa tonight, TM Hammond Radio.
Please, I don't need you seeing your thing on her knees. What gave 5 minutes to get all dressed up. We ain't even gonna make it to this club. And I'm a mascara running red lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so horny, yeah, he wants to fuck. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He Monica and whiskey all on my gown. Water daddy, daddy didn't bring the towel. Oh, baby, 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 I slow it down. So 45 minutes to get all dressed up. And we ain't even gonna make it to this club.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:19 p.m. here in the Tampa Bay area, 6:19 out in Southern California, where hopefully it's not as rainy as it is here in Tampa Bay right now. We are the crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate, TM Hyman. Save James is in the studio as well, and joining us tonight up close and personal are Darren and Jacqueline Park, the parents of Taylor Rock, who was gunned down allegedly in a situation with the Kansas police. And we're talking with Taylor's parents tonight and getting some more of their perspective as far as what they're hoping to accomplish in speaking out on their son's behalf.
There's a caller standing by, so let's go to the phones, and we'll come right back. Area code 316, last four digits, 8581. You're live with us. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Area code 316, last four digits, 8581. You're live. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. All right. Thank you for calling. What Darren and Jacqueline is asking for, and what they did tonight is they like a fair trial by the sheriff's department, by the county overall. They want true facts. I know recently in the news, the sheriff Don Reed advised that, you know, leading up to the officers, you know, shooting that. You know, somehow an officer was ran over. You know, I mean, do you all believe that your son actually ran an officer over?
No. We got the vehicle back yesterday, and I don't see any indication on how that could have even occurred. I mean, we're trying to look at it from a worst-case scenario perspective. I don't see how it occurred. Now, the interesting part of the search warrant that the KBI conducted on the vehicle, and part of the seized property of it was 5 shell casings located inside the vehicle, which to me indicates that the weapon was also inside the vehicle. So whether he stuck his hand in the window or the doors open, either way, his gun was inside the vehicle. So I'm not sure how a person sitting in the car is initiating this confrontation to such a level that the officer would have felt his life was in jeopardy, which is, as we know, the only time that they can use or authorized to use deadly force, and that's what he did. So how is it that 5 shell casings are inside the vehicle when his life is in jeopardy?
And the baby.
Well, yeah, that was going to be my question. With gunshots at such close range, is your granddaughter okay? Was she hurt?
She did not get hurt, but there's bullet holes. There's one bullet hole in the seat, and it looks like in the back seat, right in the door next to where she was sitting, is basically some damage. It looks like a bullet or a stray bullet went right, I mean, within a foot of where she was sitting. So, frankly, she was lucky to get out with her life.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he didn't. And the nature of this confrontation will never be known because only one of the people has a voice left, and it's the officer.
And what's been the feedback regarding the dash cam?
Well, that was the first question that I asked because I assumed that the dash cam would lend exactly what occurred, but the sheriff informed us right after the event that he says unfortunately that dash cam in that vehicle had not been working for months.
I bet it hasn't.
Wow.
Is this the first time something has taken place like this in Cowley County?
Well, they were talking about, and I'm not, up on, Cowley County issues. I try not to. That's not my way. But yeah, I guess in 2006 there was another officer-related shooting, but this person had committed armed robbery and was running away from the police, and they shot him as well. And there was a no dash cam issue at that time also. And I don't know the results of that.
But
news reporter that came to us about it also in that case. I don't have knowledge of that. That's what I understood.
And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the Kansas area, if you are in the same county, and you can make a difference, and even if you know people that know people, 6 degrees of separation can help. This can be you. This is tragic, it's senseless. There's a lot of issues nationwide as it relates to law enforcement. And their mishandling of people, but young people specifically in law enforcement, it doesn't look good. But we're really in trouble, and this could be you at any given time. We don't really get in front of it, and again, get the truth and get a fair shake of tragic losses like this. With the 22-year-old, this makes no sense. And so our condolences to, you tonight, Mr. and Ms. Park, for joining us, because this has to be extremely difficult to even discuss. But again, we're praying and really hope that you get the fair investigation that you're seeking, because you absolutely deserve it.
Just to put some perspective on for your listeners, if anybody wants to put a face to the name or listen or see what this kid was about, search his name on YouTube. He was a very talented musician. He had many records. Well, not records aren't thing, but tracks out there, and he's on YouTube and videos and singing. So, I mean, that'll get a kind of a perspective of the type of person that we're at. He wasn't the guy that they're trying to portray him at in the newspaper at this point.
Taylor Rock, everyone. You can absolutely Google YouTube clips of Taylor Rock. And I've actually requested some MP3s, and so we're going to spin some of his music. Coming up, we have Dee Dee live out of Virginia with our health and wellness segment tonight. We absolutely appreciate you all for taking time out to really speak with us live about such a tragic situation. Please continue to hang out with us. I'm sure that there are questions, that they have here on the panel. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we're up close and personal tonight with Mr. and Mrs. Park, who are the parents of Taylor Rock, who was shot 6 times by, a sheriff's deputy. And what's the actual city? I understand Cowley City. What's the city?
Cowley County is just south of Wichita. It's Arkansas City, Kansas, and Winfield, Kansas.
Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 9:27. This is crazy. This is tough. But it's 9:27. We'll be right back with Dee Dee with Health and Wellness.
July 18th to the 20th is No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
Your body's full direction. say, all right, and the horn say,
the number to dial. It's your boy, Say James. I apologize to the callers and to the listeners of my being less than on time appearance, but I still am here, and we are the team, the crew, the family, TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:33 out here in the DMV area, wherever I may be. We got the General TM Hyman himself holding it down over there. We got Madam. No, not Madam. I'm talking about, what's her name?
You haven't called me a special name in a long time, and
I haven't been able to get back to you, man.
It's long overdue.
Yeah, I know. We've been too serious for too long, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't think of a special name for you, so I just call you Lady Eloise over there.
It'll come back before the end of the show. I know.
Eloise or whatever.
There you go. He's back. There you go.
Hey, we got people standing by who actually want to weigh in tonight. So let's go to the phones. Area code 620, last four digits, 2621. You're hanging out with us up close and personal with Mr. Darren and Miss Jacqueline Park. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome to the show. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Tara, and I'm actually calling from Dexter, which is about 25 miles from Ark City, and that's right around that area that the incident happened.
All right.
Basically, first of all, I want to tell the family that I am so sorry for their loss, and, you know, if I could say something or do something, you know, I would. But my question is, you know, I've lived here all of my life, and there is so much corruption going on in the police force. Basically, my question is, okay, he pulled him over in such a secluded area. I mean, we're not understanding why, like, there's a rest area, first of all, that he could have pulled him over in. And it just doesn't make sense. I've traveled this road, like, from Coffeyville to Ark City all of my life, okay? I mean, I'm always on that road. Is it because the road is so secluded that he pulled him over there? You know, I mean, I'm so confused. I don't understand.
Well, I don't think any of us can actually answer it because we weren't there, but I'd be interested, you know, just to hear the response from the family.
Right. And, you know, it's kind of like, it's almost like there's something, you know, I've always thought that, you know, like I said, there's been a lot of corruption in the sheriff's office. You know, I mean, I come from, you know, I've been to prison before. You know, I have a criminal record. I've turned my life around. You know, I'm not saying that I have things against cops all the time, but there are some really bad cops. I mean, over the last 6 years, there's been about four cops fired because of what they've done, you know, behind the scenes.
And so has any of those things
that have been brought up publicly there, have those things dealt with profiling?
Yeah, some of them, yes.
Okay.
A lot of them have to do with, you know, like in the, not so much in this area, but in Winfield and Ark City, yes. This is like the first thing, or the first time that anything's really happened like that in Dexter. But it's kind of like it's there's something not right about it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of, you see all these comments and everything else, you know, but, I mean, based on living here my entire life and knowing what goes on and seeing and hearing what goes on, there's something wrong with this story. I mean, you know,
well,
you don't.
Can you do us a favor here on this show? And because you feel that way and you know that there's something that just doesn't fit, something doesn't smell right, can you rally people in that area to get behind this family to make sure that the right people are involved, even if you have to get, you know, your representatives and your congresspeople and your senators on a state and a federal level if you feel like that your rights are being violated? But can you help to rally people for justice? And equality,
yes.
You know, for this family.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. I'd love to. You know, any way that I could help, my hands are there. I've got a lot of people. You know, everybody talks. This is a small town. This is a small community. You know, there's not only me. I mean, probably a big part of them know that there's something going on. So we are there to support, to do whatever we can to help get justice for Tyler.
What's your name again?
My name is Tara Bradley.
Hey, Ms. Bradley, hang on for us. We appreciate you calling in tonight. We definitely appreciate your commitment. Hang on. Stand by for us. We're
okay.
Going to go to area code 785, last four digits, 1868. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Hi, my name is Terry Hill. I actually am up in the Des Moines, Iowa area, but my two boys both live down in Ark City, and my oldest son, Chris Ripley, happens to be one of Taylor Rock's best friends.
They
created music together, beautiful music they created together. And my heart is broken, absolutely broken. And one of the things that I want to make sure that people understand in this is more than racial profiling, I think Taylor was personally profiled because of his association with the girlfriend who kept setting him up, who had the ties to Cali County. I'm not trying to diminish the fact of the possibility of racial profiling, but I think he was personally persecuted. And I think that the KBI doing the investigation is a horrendous disservice because the people with the KBI, from my understanding, that do the investigations in that area still have ties with Cali County. I think
what is KBI? For those who don't know, what is KBI?
I'm sorry, that's the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. I think it should be investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I think that that's the only way that they're going to have anything close to a fair investigation and thorough and unbiased.
Well, I think I think you are absolutely on target. You know, when you talk about, you know, fair. I mean, like authentic, like organic fairness. You know, if you don't feel as if you're going to get justice on a local level, you have to follow the chain of command and ultimately go state and then federal if you can't get satisfaction. But this is not something that is unfamiliar to America. This is happening to youth in rural areas on secluded roads, and it's happening in urban areas. It's flat out in daylight. You know, and so I think we have to pause and we have to do some soul searching, just as President Obama stated today, not just as it relates to guns, but as it relates to our human rights overall. And we're not saying that all police officers are bad.
No, and let me say that I happen to work for the federal government. I happen to work with people who are in law enforcement. I am very much a law enforcement pro person in for the most part. Most of my best friends work for the Department of Homeland Security and or FBI. I know what I'm talking about. I really think that this kid was personally profiled based on somebody having a tie to a very corrupt situation. Every time he turned around, anytime she was upset with him, he got pulled over.
Yeah.
It's blatant. And if they do a homegrown investigation, they're gonna sweep it under the freaking rug. And that just can't happen. And so, if nothing else, the Parks, I love you guys. I don't know you personally, but I love Taylor. I loved him.
I know you did. This is Jackie.
I'm sorry. Hi, Jackie.
Oh, I love you.
One of the things I want to make sure that you guys do, if nothing else, if this doesn't come to where it needs to be, is you need to go through the steps of filing a wrongful death suit and name her and the sheriff's department and the officer and request that the FBI does a separate investigation.
I'm so shocked we've never met because I love your son,
I know, and he loves you.
I love you, too.
We're glad to bring it together.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are actually in tune to our up close and personal program tonight with the family of Taylor Rock. Please Google the young man, for we've heard that he was gifted in the area of music. Log on and Google his YouTube clips and pay homage to a life that has clearly been taken away far too quickly. We're going to pause.
Also,
and come right back.
There's a Facebook page out there.
Go ahead, Ms. Park.
There's a Facebook page out there set up, Justice for Taylor, T-A-Y-L-E-R. Look that up on Facebook, anybody that has that.
Justice for Taylor. Go ahead and like that right now on Facebook. Justice for Taylor. That's a fan page. We're going to pause, come right back, and we'll keep the conversation going with Mr. and Mrs. Park, TM Hyman Radio Live.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Clap along
9:46 p.m. here on TM Hyman Radio. Pharrell with Happy. We are that crew, that team, that network. Girl Hot Chocolate, Save James the General, TM Hyman. And we are still joined up close and personal by the parents of Taylor Rock, Mr. Darren and Mrs. Jackie Park. We have a few minutes left in the show, so if you wanted to weigh in, it's 917-889-3926. And Mr. and Mrs. Park, did you have any final thoughts that you wanted to express before we wrapped up?
Nothing specific. I don't think we really went into the connection between the mother and the deputy that is kind of coming out to light, that, you know, this man that shot Taylor actually, you know, had picked her up from work and some things that just really add more questions, and really, you know, it's just a dreadful situation that this kind of thing can go on. I mean, she worked for the Sheriff's Department and used her connections there to execute so basically it was a custody dispute, and I think the whole entire stop was done in an effort to get that baby back, and this is the result. And I don't think I don't want to minimize that, because I think that's a major player in this situation. I mean, she used her resources, and Taylor is now dead.
Do you think that they were having, do you think that that young lady was having a relationship with the officer that shot him?
You know, I don't want to make those presumptions because I don't know her personal life that way. And it is clear that they had a relationship, whether it be professional or otherwise, most definitely. I mean, I think that's an area of concern.
Well, I think what you have is a situation that warrants a greater level of review. And so, you know, the previous, you know, female caller who actually knows your son, who's clearly heartbroken, and who wants to see the justice that you're seeking, I think, again, she's right on task. And the other caller called in and said she's going to support the effort. I think we need all of the support that we can get, not just in Arkansas and not just in Cali County, but across the country. Because just like we can stand up for someone like Trayvon Martin, we have to be able to stand up for someone like Taylor Rock, ladies and gentlemen. And so I think all of that to say, we absolutely need the state, not the county. We need the state to be involved, because the state that should not want to look bad to the federal government. Handle it properly, Kansas City. Handle it properly so that the federal government doesn't have to get involved. But if you don't handle it properly, then I think the next step is the federal government. There are agencies that will provide you free legal pro bono services and provide you premium support from a legal perspective, because clearly there's enough doubt that the right thing has happened, where kids should not want, you know, all eyes on them for a situation like this just because they didn't handle it properly. The lines are lit up right now, so we're going to continue to take calls momentarily. Let's go to area code 850, last four digits, 7353. What's your name and you're calling from? Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hello, this is John Mars. How are you?
Good evening, sir.
First of all, hi, Jackie and Darren. I've known Jackie and Darren and their son Taylor for many years, since Taylor was in first grade, and certainly the character that Taylor has displayed is portrayed to have exhibited at the traffic stop with his daughter in the car certainly is not representative of the young man that I've known since early elementary school. That's just not in his makeup. He wasn't an angel, absolutely, but I think he was much less mischievous than many other children that have gotten the opportunity to grow up, regret their misdeeds and right their wrongs, myself included. Now,
absolutely.
I have I have been in touch with some political figures in Topeka who will make their names known, and I know one person he wouldn't mind using. His name is Senator David Haley, and he is reaching out to people at the state level to get a little bit of a higher level scrutiny on this investigation. He trusts the agencies involved, don't get me wrong, but he also shares what many other people share, a traffic stop that within 3 minutes result in a death, an ex-girlfriend that's associated with the sheriff's department, a sheriff's deputy that had previously given her a ride to work. Something
absolutely
just doesn't fit right. It doesn't smell right. And there are many of us in the community that will not stop working and aren't afraid to make ourselves known and that we are working and are supporting that cause until that family does get the explanations and answers they deserve to the questions they have.
Well, thank you very much for calling in tonight. I hope if nothing Jacqueline, I hope you feel the love tonight that's really coming from across the country. You know, I'm coming to you live tonight from Tampa, Florida. You know, the show stretched as far as Washington, D.C., you know, and Charlotte, North Carolina, you know, Virginia. You know, they're listening to us in Baghdad right now, but you definitely have support. And I love the comment of the last caller because, you know, the state does owe you and Taylor a proper review of this situation. So senators, you know, who are responsible locally should absolutely want to also oversee and make sure that this thing is done right. So thank all of the callers tonight. And again, thank you. So real closing remarks, you know, this time. And again, thank you very much for sharing and, you know, just for taking time out in such a devastating time in your life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to actually go back to the other two callers that called in for closing comments, only because, again, you committed to supporting the family. You know, I don't know, is there a telephone number, an email? Definitely log on and like the fan page, Justice for Taylor, correct? Is it Justice for Tyler or Tyler?
Taylor. Justice for Taylor.
Justice for Taylor. Okay, I didn't
Taylor.
Justice for Taylor. But is there an email? How do people get in contact with you? How do people support outside of the fan page?
You know, I would, you know, send messages through Facebook, to be honest with you. And you can do that through
there's some websites set up on Justice for Taylor.
There's websites on there. You can send messages through that. And also, Taylor's uncle, Patrick Lane, L-A-N-E, is on Facebook, and you can certainly send him messages through there. He's taken this on as a, you know, a personal mission, and I think he's going to be a good spokesperson for this. I don't personally use Facebook, so I can't really respond to that thing.
No, that we understand. We understand. Mom and Dad, we really appreciate you, and we're praying for you, and whatever we can do here, we'll continue to do to make sure the word gets out and you get the justice that you deserve. Again, thank you very much for taking your time out tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Man. This could be you. This could be my family. You know, we know this kind of stuff hits close to home. You know, I mean, this is a somewhat rural area, you know, secluded road. And 22-year-old gone. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back on Friday, 9 p.m., you know. I really hope that people are listening and people share the podcast and people get involved and rally around this situation out in Kansas. You normally hear about stuff like this in Chicago and in New York and, you know, the big cities, but it's happening all over the country. And so our gun laws aren't helping. We got to hold everybody accountable. We know there's a lot of good law enforcement, but the reality is, you know, everybody within law enforcement is not good. And they're people, too. They're people just like preachers. You know, so we can't hold anyone, you know, too high, especially high above in the law. We got to hold everybody accountable. Man, hot chocolate, save game. Okay. Hot chocolate, I'm sorry. I know we got laryngitis. Laryngitis was supposed to do health and
wellness. You leave her alone, Dee Dee. I got your back.
Talk about her.
She is here. You know, I know
rest your voice.
The health and wellness segment early in the show, but the topic was so serious we didn't want to break it. But really, health and wellness, Dee Dee live from Virginia, she's been standing by, but she came on like she had laryngitis. I'm like, how are you going to do the segment with laryngitis? What you
because
been eating?
Because I am a trooper. And I want to make sure that people get their health and wellness.
Sorry, too hot chocolate over there.
She's not well. That's right. She could be Eloise.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, too hot chocolate over there somehow.
The Eloise number two, that is not a problem.
We're back on Friday.
Curtis, we were good.
All right, same thing.
Again, to the Parks for hanging out with us tonight. I mean, it's such a difficult time. Unbelievable, man. Just totally unbelievable. Thank you to the young lady who actually got this story to us on Monday. We have music. We actually have some of Taylor Rock's music, and we'll spin that Friday night, and we'll spin some next week as well. Google Taylor Rock. Look at YouTube clips, somebody. We are up out of here. Gotta go. Take care.
Save James.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my son, Isaac. He just graduated kindergarten today.
Congratulations to all the graduate babies. We are that crew, that team, that network team. Hyman, your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Dee Dee, Madam Tila Boston, Toya, Nokia. We'll see you on Friday. Good night.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.